Planning demand. Planning demand includes forecasting activities but moves beyond it because it is a plan for action based partly on those forecasts. A key output is the demand plan, which is usually a rolling 18-month plan. A new month is added to the end as each month passes. Consensus on the demand plan is achieved through the S and OP process. Here we'll look at the end results to see what the plan might look like. Exhibit 2-13 shows a demand plan dashboard, a graphical presentation of the demand plan. It is presented in units, but other audiences such as finance might get more benefit from a presentation in monetary units. Exhibit 2-13, example of a demand plan dashboard, units. The exhibit illustrates how the revisions from the prior month's demand plan version can be made obvious so that significant changes can be discussed. Note that to be complete, dashboards such as these need the following information for demand consensus review. Historical demand data for the past 3 months or more, with relevant key performance indicators and metrics for each month. Demand plan for the next 18 months or more for each month. This shows the demand plan actual request for product, and for comparison, the demand that is necessary to achieve the goals in the organization's business plan. Prior demand plan, since plans are revised each month, the prior demand plan can be shown as a point of reference and reasons for significant changes can be discussed. Assumptions made in demand numbers and pricing assumptions. Planned branding, marketing, and sales promotions activities. Key risks, opportunities, economic trends, and competitor actions. Subtleties and uncertainties. Events and issues of note and decisions that were made. This nuanced information is what enables decision-making regarding the true state of demand, plan feasibility, actions that need to be planned and executed to meet the plan and business objectives, and actions to keep supply and demand in sync.